Lluna Mil Fromontignent, Ángela Pascual Mil o Central de Mestre. Possibly comes from the end of the 18th century, beginnings of the 19th century. This mill was initially owned by Antonio Beneito from Bocairent, who made it work as a fulling mill. In 1827, and due to his death, the mill was recognized as an Ángela Pascual property, his widow. This explains that the mill was also known as Ángela Mill. During the second fourth of the 19th century, the fulling mill was reconverted into a paper factory and a flour mill. Despite being in Ángela's hands, the distribution of inheritance was not done until 1862. Among the assets, there were a paper factory, a flour and a fulling mill. As it has been said, Lluna Mill worked with flour and paper in that moment, so there is not any problem to identify the two first assets. However, there is some controversy with the location of the fulling mill, which has not been clarified. The mill remained as a Beneito Pascual family possession until 1880 decade, more or less. It has to be pointed out that in 1833, an Ángela Pascual daughter called Josefa was married with Antonio Lluna Cortés, who led the mill activity. That was the reason the mill also receives the name of Lluna. Lluna's name is linked to the mill until 1920 decade. In the Spanish post-war period, the mill was owned by Juan Mestre Asencio, a textile entrepreneur from Bocairent that used it as an electricity factory to provide energy to another factory he had in Bocairent urban area. His surname gave another name to the mill, Central de Mestre. These days, some rests from the buildings and hydraulic conductions can be seen.